Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Justine Fisher, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. Central on Tuesday, March 1st. Northwestern students yesterday hosted a fundraiser at the Arch to support Ukraine. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they sold sweets, candies, and ribbons. All proceeds went to Razom, which provides medical and other supplies to Ukrainian citizens. AMC Theaters is set to reopen in downtown Evanston this year. The theater on Maple Avenue was formerly called Century 12 Evanston and shut down in 2020. Starting Monday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker ended most mask mandates due to decreasing numbers of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said the city would also lift many of its mask mandates. Illinois is expected to receive $760 million as a part of a $26 billion opioid settlement, according to the Attorney General. Pharmaceutical distributors were sued for their role in the opioid crisis. Most of the money will be directed by the state towards efforts to fight opioid addiction. Texas voters vote in the 2022 primaries today as midterm elections begin. As Texas has been passing laws that appeal to the far right, the election will shed light on voter perception. 5 days into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Kyiv was targeted by an intense shelling attack and 40 miles of Russian tanks. Ukraine's president believes the attacks on the capital were meant to force concessions. Both sides seek to resume talks in the next few days in order to stop the fighting. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Justine Fisher. See you tomorrow.